Australia's national intelligence laws are set for an overhaul after the most detailed review into the security sector since the 1970s. The 1,600-page Richardson Review, chaired by the former ASIO head, endorses the government to establish a single act to govern the use of electronic surveillance powers. Talia Kreft asked Dr. John Coyne, the head of the Strategic Policy and Law Enforcement at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, what were the key recommendations?
There can be no doubt that the report itself is very much supportive of the concept that that encryption presents some significant challenges to the intelligence community in Australia and the national security community. So it was written by Dennis Richardson, who himself has been in charge of a number of national security agencies, including as the Secretary of Defence. So I think that it leaves a lot of doors open for considering the problem in more depth. And I think that's the message that the average Australian should go from here with, which is that this wasn't totally supportive in terms of the current government's push for encryption laws, that there's a lot of space here for further public discussion.
The government has agreed to all of the recommendations except for four recommendations. Do you think this is a good sign that we'll likely see action on Australia's security laws very soon?
When we specifically talk about the Telephone Interception Act, the TI Act itself, it was written in the 1970s. So what I would say here is that revisiting that and rewriting it is not an easy process. And a lot of thought and activity needs to go into that. In a binary sense, is it good or bad that government accepted almost all of the recommendations? Well, I think that the number of recommendations in the report makes it really difficult to understand that yet. It'll take a long time, and just accepting, as we've seen with previous reviews undertaken by government, the devil in implementation is in the detail. So how well they're implemented is the next question. And I think the third point is as you'd expect, this was government's pick of the person who wrote this review. And certainly Dennis Richardson is one of Australia's most experienced public servants. But I don't think there would have been too many surprises for government in terms of his recommendation.
What could be the impact of the government being able to watch what spies are doing overseas with the new laws that this report will enable?
My understanding is that two things with this is that the interception recommendations will allow Australians overseas by some agency for digital intelligence to be collected against them. So I think that's one key component that's changed. And my understanding as well with that is that in terms of oversight of our foreign intelligence activities, I think that there is a need for a variety of oversight mechanisms to watch and consider what our intelligence agencies are doing offshore and how they conduct their business. As it stands, the Inspector General of Intelligence Security is one independent important part of that. The Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence Security is another. So there are several different mechanisms here that should hold our agencies to account for their activities offshore, especially where they involve collecting information against Australian citizens.
Do you think Australia's existing security laws were well outdated?
Let's be quite frank here. The Telecommunication Intercept Act was written in the 1970s for a time before email, before the internet, and before mobile phones. It worked perfectly well. It was well designed for a time when every house had a copper line that came in and a home line telephone number. And it worked well in terms of the legal frameworks and protections for the average Australian. I think a lot has changed since then, and most Australians would recognise that, that the change itself hasn't been evolutionary, but revolutionary. And as such, simply when this is what we've seen with government doing certainly over the last two decades, since the September 11 attacks, which is the constant introduction of new tranches of laws, that approach no longer works. And what we've got now is a very complex piece of legislation that has been changed numerous times. And it's time now to revisit and go back to the drawing board and get something that's fit for purpose and modern.
Dr. John Coyne, the head of strategic policing and law enforcement at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report by Talia Kreft.